And so she very, very quickly, within a few days, announced, hey, I got an album out. And 2 days later or so, it was available on iTunes, exclusively on iTunes, because they couldn't ship it out to all the record stores in time. So the actual physical record and compact disc release is happening, I think, in a month or so. But yeah, it's already out there online, and you know, the critics didn't have time to give their say on the album and stuff, so everyone last week was just scrambling to write their reviews. And this music's really hard, you know, other than actually paying money for it, it's kind of hard to find still on the free means of the internet, like YouTube and stuff. But anyways, the album Vulnicura, whatever that means, and that track is called Quicksand that I played. So Bjork, people are saying that it's a return to form for her after making a few albums where she kind of got a bit self-indulgent and focused more on like these multimedia stunts than the actual music. Back to her roots, her very strange roots. But she's also calling this a breakup album because her and her longtime partner, who they have a child with, have recently broken up. And yeah, that's the subject matter of a lot of these tracks. Although, be honest, I can't hear what she's saying. I think she's speaking in Elvish, at least that's what it sounds like to me. But yeah, Bjork, Quicksand, new record. Okay, before that, we heard a Canadian group that is from Moncton and Montreal, somewhere around there on the East Coast, and they're called Oaxaca. I played a track called Dreamin', and yeah, new Canadian stuff there from a record called Homemade Myth. A little bit of rock mixed with the electronic soundscapes. And started off that little set there with quite an unusual band from Argentina, in that they play metal and Celtic music fused together. So in Western Europe, not uncommon to have a lot of Celtic musicians that mix with the electric guitars and fuzziness. But yeah, in South America, kind of unusual, since you're about 1,000,000 kilometers away from the Celtic part of the world. But nonetheless, I believe there is a community. There are a lot of Europeans in Argentina, so yeah. Check it out if you want to find out the actual numbers. But yeah, I think there's some you know, people from the UK that have migrated way down south there. So yeah, that was Skiltron, Bagpipes of War, and yeah, they have quite a big fetish with Celtic history, and all their record covers and stuff have references to wars and yeah, uprisings and stuff in the UK. And yeah, we're going to Northern Ireland in just under half an hour now, so I'll share a bit of what I've learned about that part of the world and a lot more music. But first, next, I'm going to play you a song by a Czech violinist and vocalist, a avant-garde musician. She is totally in a class of her own. She plays Czech folk music mixed with jazz, mixed with Martian sounds, and she kind of seems to make up her own language as she goes sometimes when she can't find the right words. She's improvising. She does pretty much everything. So she sings in Czech, English, Martian. And this is Iva Bitova. And she's actually here performing tonight and tomorrow night. That would be February 2nd and 3rd if you're listening to this show live. That's at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street, Main and 7th, part of the Push Festival, performing arts. A lot of very experimental stuff going on. Push Festival right now here in Vancouver. And yes, I'm going to play a track by Iva Bitova. I'm not sure how many tickets are left for this show. She seems to be quite popular worldwide. But yeah, I'm going to play a track here from one of her newest records. This is simply a track called Fragments, number X111. So this record, just 12 fragments that seem to be kind of awkwardly cut off. Just, yeah, fragments of songs that otherwise would have an ending. But nevertheless, Iva Bitova, and this is her, much as you would hear her live, where she's just playing violin and singing. She does both at the same time. It's a style entirely her own. Iva Bitova, Fragments, number 11.
Thank you.
You are listening to Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard some spooky John Carpenter music. Actually, it wasn't that spooky. It's just, you know, it's got that sense of dread, I suppose. But yeah, John Carpenter, the very famous American horror filmmaker. He made the Halloween movies, and he also makes music. But generally, he makes music for his own films. He made the soundtrack to Halloween, a very famous little dissonant piano repetitive thing going. He's releasing his first record that's not affiliated with any film. So this is just called Lost Themes, and themes to movies that don't exist, I suppose that's what he means. I thought it was like lost themes to old things that he made and didn't release, but it's brand new music, apparently. So this is a track called Vortex that I just played. Yeah, John Carpenter. So yeah, great music for your Halloween haunted house parties, and I guess like late night Halloween parties when everyone's just kind of falling asleep or getting decapitated. Anyways, John Carpenter. And before that, what did we hear? We heard... I'm missing something here? I don't think so. We heard... Oh, yeah, that's what I'm missing. We played Nahua music. I played a track from Morocco, and Nahua is a style of music as well as an ethnic group that apparently come from the ancient Ghana Empire, and now that style of music is mostly done in northern Morocco, and it features an instrument called the guembri and a lot of hand percussion and this metallic sounding percussion instrument that just goes all the time. Actually, that track didn't feature it, so never mind then. Yeah, that was Malem Said Damir, the track Sudani Manayo, which went really well with John Carpenter somehow. And before that, we heard a new piece of music by Courtney Barnett. And she is a very... she's such a comedian, but in such a slacker style of way. And yeah, she's from Australia. And her new track, Pedestrian at Best, is the one I played from her new LP, not even coming out till March 23rd. But that's called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. So yeah, she uses such simple lyrics, yet does it in such a unique way. And yeah, and that song, the chorus is, put me on a pedestal and I'll simply disappoint you. It's, I don't know, it's always good, kind of, yeah, good subdued comedy on Courtney Barnett's songs. So yes, before that, we heard Eva Bitova from her record called Fragments. We heard fragment number 11, and I guess the point of a fragment is that it doesn't have an ending, and I mentioned that before I played it, but then I forgot, and it just ends, pop, in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, I was just thinking, Eva Bitova and Bjork, that would be a heck of a duo if they were to make some music together. Anywho, Eva Bitova, tonight and tomorrow night, February 2nd and 3rd, at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street. If you can still snag a ticket for that, that'll be very, very unique concert indeed. And next, we're going to hear something by a chicha group from Peru. This is a group called Los Chapilax de Arequipa, and they are from a city called Arequipa, and this is from 2010. This is cumbia done by psychedelic rock band Chapilax. This track is Agüita de Poto. After this, we're going to Northern Ireland. Oh yeah.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Hey, do you want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.